As the 4th of July draws near, we begin a week-long series of stories here on Stateside. We'll hear from immigrants about what America means to them. Today's story comes from a young woman who lives at the Salvation Army's Teen Parent Center in Grand Rapids. The Salvation Army has asked us not to use her name or the name of her one-year-old son.
I am 17 now, and I was born in Mexico. I came to America illegally. My mom brought us when we were 8, me and my brother. And we crossed the border. We walked over here, basically. And we just walked for hours and hours. And a car would pick us up, drive us somewhere, drop us off. Then we would walk again. We got to a place. It was too crowded. We moved to another one. Then we moved to another one. And came over here to Grand Rapids. He's tired. He was born February 5th, 2012. He's what made me stay in the U.S. If I would have never got pregnant, I would have left with my mom to Mexico. But having a kid, I wasn't going to be able to do it over there. In Mexico, it's way harder. Like, economy-wise, it's not good. It's dangerous. I don't see a good future for him over there. What America means to me, I really haven't thought about it, really. I just think of it of there's so much you can accomplish here. And I like it here, but I have lots of respect for my country. I guess because I know more of the history of it. So I don't think I'll ever call myself American.
That was the voice of a young Mexican-American mom living at the Teen Parent Center in Grand Rapids. She's one of hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants currently living in the United States under the Deferred Action Immigration Program approved last year by President Obama.